It is another Light News Radio. Self-empowerment for the whole human being. The place where sick and tired is no longer of oneself. Featuring your host, Dr. Richard Jelisich, and co-host, Deirdre Layton. Together, they finish each other's sentences, laugh, and take you from feeling hopeless to overjoyed to rock your world. And now, here are your hosts, Dr. J and Deirdre.
Welcome back to the Light News Radio Studios, where you will find the realms of self-empowerment. Light News Radio brings you spiritually conscious, awakened people who are walking their spiritual talk. I am Dr. J, your host, and my co-host, Queen of the Co-Creative Consciousness, is Deirdre Layton. We are coming to you live on iHeartRadio and on Spreaker Radio, and our call-in number is live. Together, we bring you grounded metaphysics, where the spiritual rubber hits the road, real-life teachings and applications that are grounded and relevant to you. Here you will find the safety way, as my teacher would say, a place where you can breathe the fresh air of grounded spirituality while avoiding the hype and the fascination. We are all about helping you to empower your life through understanding your true spiritual nature. So come aboard our beam of light and enlighten your load as we travel the waves of knowledge and wisdom, just Deirdre and I today, for the next hour. And Queen of Conscious Creative Collaboration, Deirdre, how are you today?
I'm doing really good today. I'm enjoying being home from a holiday and some nice weather. And yeah, it's nice to be back in Calgary again. So I'm good. I'm ready to rock and roll the show today. I got Skype that works. I've got everything organized. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Deirdre is Deirdre, and Richard is Richard, and our producer, Nesha, is Nesha in Serbia. And so we got all the names straight.
Yeah.
I was accidentally logged on as Deirdre today because we were doing a group Skype last week, and our producer, Nesha in Serbia, calls, and he says, "I am calling you, but I have Deirdre. Why is this? I don't know. It must not be good drugs." Of course, I'm teasing about the drugs part, but Nesh is probably in the background rolling his eyes like, "Oh my God, and I have to work with these people again."
Yeah, you better send him a beer because you owe him big time. I think you gave the poor guy a heart attack.
Well, I have to be careful how virtual beers I send him, though, right?
Oh, yeah, we don't want our producer drunk, right? So there
we
go.
We do.
Oh, so we have a great show planned for today because, you know, we have been doing a show for, almost 3 years now. Yeah, and we've really never touched on the topic of what spiritual healing really is. And I know that we did, I think, a half-hour show some time ago, but we've never really gone into depth about, you know, integrated chakra therapy and what the chakras represent and why we're, you know, here and all that kind of stuff. And I'm thinking that today, you know, our topic being that for a whole hour will really help our listeners out there to understand what you represent and what we represent as spiritual beings here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an interesting topic to teach because, you know, we're not here to get you to take any type of training. One of the things that Deirdre and I have found, and she and I have both been in this work for a very long time, is that most people only have a vague awareness of what spiritual healing is, and rightly so. You know, you and I are raised in a Western culture that's mostly practical and linear, and well, it should be, and yet we're learning there's so much more to who we are and what we represent than what we think there is. And this is the foundation, the mystery, the conundrum, but also the beauty, the splendor of what spiritual healing really is, because it invokes a reality that is beyond time and space, but is still real. So even that statement right there, beyond time and space, and yet still real, you could wonder, well, now, wait a minute, I'm a logical person. If it's beyond time and space, it can't exist. Well, actually, it does. And so Deirdre and I have also been involved in looking at the science that has been proving that this is true, even though we don't understand it. we still know that it's true.
Well, the more and more science out there is proving it. So, you know, what you have taught for, what now, over almost 20 years?
Well, healers training over 18 years now.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, even before that, you know, you were doing workshops and whatnot. So,
Yes. You
know, this, it's interesting because I think of the ideals of when a new thought or idea comes in on a global aspect. So say the telephone, right? We have Graham Bell, who apparently invented the telephone.
Right.
But at that same time, there were others who were also on that verge, on the edge of breaking that information and bringing it forward. So it's not just that we are teaching something or exchanging something just from ourselves. There are others out there doing the same thing, but it's the time. So what I'm trying to say is now is the time that people are looking and searching and wanting to figure out what's going on, why it's going on, what they can do about it. And you see it really, especially, you know, recently in the last week. But, you know, spiritual healers training, or as we call it, integrative chakra therapy, is just one of those aspects. And in the time is now.
Right.
People are searching.
Well, think of collective mind. You know, this morning, my mother is 99 and I'm a caretaker for my mom. So every Wednesday morning, I drive down to the donut shop. And I get her a fresh chocolate donut. I mean fresh. It's still hot. And so when I'm bringing it home this morning, we had just had a period of about 6 days of rain here in San Diego. And the trees were so green and fresh, you know. And I was thinking about how in the indigenous teachings, we are collective mind. You know, that we're part of those trees. We're a part of that bush over there. We're a part of all things. And for me, you know, having done this spiritual work for almost 30 years, I can feel the trees breathing. Even I'm driving in my car, you know, I'm in my little metal car driving home, but I can feel this connection to the actual breath and the beingness of these trees. So this is not poetry. You know, this isn't fanciful thinking. This is very, very, very real. And this is part of the great inner transformation of consciousness that so many ancient cultures have talked about, where we as a collective of humanity, 7 billion people, but all of the other life on this planet is transforming into something else. Now, sometimes people hear that and they go, okay, Dr. J and Deirdre are definitely into the woo-woo science. Not at all. Not at all. We are on the other end of the spectrum where we have dared to go into the spiritual nature of the human being and attempt to explain it coherently, cogently, so that someone could say, oh, okay, I no longer have a vague awareness of what spiritual healing really is. I'm really starting to understand this co-creative collective consciousness that exists everywhere and that I really am connected to all things. And that's one of the reasons why Deirdre and I have taken this on, because each of us in our own training, in our own right, feel that we have a way of explaining it so that a person can grasp what this is, to know that there's something beyond space and time that exists, but is still part of you, not separate from you, but integral to you. So that's why the word integrative is in integrative chakra therapy.
That's right. It's amazing how people are awakening and understanding and really seeing what now is what the ancients have talked about for centuries and millennia, right?
Mm-hmm.
So listeners, I'm going to give you our call-in number because I would encourage you to call in with your questions today.
Oh, that would be great. I wish somebody would call in, you bet.
And our live number is 1-248-629-0921. Again, that's 1-248-629-0921. And I really, would love to hear some of those hard questions that people are asking out there.
Well, I can start off with one, Dee. Somebody asks you, and they say, well, Deirdre, I understand you've been doing this a long time, so obviously you must be very good at it. Why would I bother? Why does it have any value to me? Why would I even want to know that? Because you and I are going to trade questions this hour. You're going to ask me some hard questions. I'm a new person. I don't know a thing about spiritual healing. To me, it's all waving hands around. Nothing happened. Why would I bother?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I started off years ago listening to different things. You know, I remember as a child of about 7 or 8 years old walking down the road and hearing the trees and whatnot. And I'm sure people thought I was nuts, but we are all tuned in. You are all tuned in to what is going on. If you remember as a child sitting in a classroom and people would say, you're daydreaming, well, maybe you might have been imagining things or you might have been out there somewhere, but the majority of the time you were what is called connected. You are what is called connected to source, whatever that is for you. If you're standing somewhere in your house and you maybe you're washing dishes or doing something and you hear your name, but you know there's nobody there. So what I always say to people is, what I believe this integrated chakra therapy is an understanding of how we connect on a ki or psi energy level throughout everything. I mean, everything. We are connected to the trees. We are connected to the plants. We are connected to individuals. We draw individuals and situations into our lives to help us understand who we are. So in a nutshell, what I found when I have been working with people and doing my training and my practicing is that I get a greater understanding of who I am, what makes me tick. And when I can understand myself, I can look at others in a non-judgmental way. I can look at others as the beautiful light beings that they are, and I see the connectiveness. I see what's going on in their lives. I see what's going on in my life. I see how we are intertwined. I can understand why we are drawn to each other, and then I can look back and I can reflect on it so that I can give them information on what's beneficial at this moment, or I can give myself that information about what's beneficial at this moment. As we mentioned earlier in the show, I just got back from a week's holiday, and I tell you, we weren't on the road more than 3 hours, and we're in the mountains, because the mountains, as you know, Richard, are really close here to Calgary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And as just amazing. As soon as I got to the mountains, it was like I was having things just lifted off of me. Yeah. And as we're driving along and I'm closing my eyes, it feels like I'm being cradled and nurtured because I can feel the connection. I can feel the connection to Mother Earth and to what's going on. So if you were to ask me what you would benefit from this,
yes.
I would say you would benefit greatly in learning about you and learning on how you and why you are here. And that to me is the most important thing anyone could ever learn.
Well, it's interesting too, because when a person grows spiritually and someone comes to you and says, well, why in the world would I want to know this? It's because most people, rightly so, are thinking intellectually. They're thinking mm-hmm. intellectually, and a person rightly would say, well, of course, isn't that all there is? No. And one of the greatest analogies I've ever found is the caterpillar comes up to the butterfly and says,
yes.
Who are you? Why would I ever want to fly? Doesn't make any sense to me. I'm happy with my 50 pairs of tennis shoes. And, you know, and then so the butterfly says, my gosh, how am I going to explain that this person is going to go through an inner transformation and what it's going to look like to them when they go through it. And how am I going to explain to this person that that butterfly is already within them, that they already have it?
Yes.
And so this is a form of awareness. And awareness is not, oh, I'm looking around. Awareness is a state of being that awakens you beyond time and space, but it's not connected exactly to linear intellectual academic thinking. And again, when a person takes something like the healer's training or some spiritual development, you awaken these higher sense perceptions that start to see things as they are. But again, to your point, Deirdre, how do you explain it to somebody that this has value, that this is worth it? Like people who take the healer's training program, they go 2.5 years through this program, you know, a little at a time, just like you would through a 2 or 4 year college in order to get some experience. And then towards the end, what do most of them say, Deirdre?
This was the most amazing journey I've ever taken in my entire life.
But to try to explain that to them on day one, they look at you like deer in the headlight. And again, rightly so, like, sure.
Well, it's interesting. I don't know if you remember one of your graduate students, Doug Horn, who he's a mentor of mine. Him and a fellow by the name of Brad Krause is also a mentor of mine. And it's interesting because I remember, you know, I sat on the fence and hemmed and hawed. And when I had a healing done by them, afterwards, I hadn't felt so connected in such a long time. And I thought, okay, how long is this going to last? Because yeah. I'd been and had Reiki before. I had been and had other modalities before. And they all seemed, you know, a couple of hours or so they would wear off. Well, it was 3 days. And I went back and I thought, okay, wow, what is going on? And so, of course, then I contacted your assistant at that time and you know, looked at finding out more information, went and sat in on a couple of flower readings that you do and a past life reading. And then I went, okay, you know what? I just got to jump ship. I got to leap that fence because I want to know what the hell's going on. I want to know what this is and how it works. And that's how I became a student myself. And that's more or less in a nutshell, you know, where I came from. But,
yeah.
You know, for you know, spiritual healers, you know, how did you – I know that's my life story, but how did you come up with the name Integrated Chakra Therapy for to call it this? Like, why? Why Integrated Chakra Therapy?
Well, for a couple of reasons. One was because it used to be called Spiritual Healer's Training for the Whole Human Being. And whole human being is a reference to the four archetypes, mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional. That's what constitutes who we are. And so as Deirdre and I started working towards granting continuing education units and being recognized in the scientific community, they frown on this word spiritual, like spiritual, right? And we know what it is, but because of our society, you know, a lot of people, when they hear the word spiritual, they think religion, they think stricture or something like a cult, and it's anything but that. So we thought, okay, we got to come up with a name that truly represents what I've been teaching for 18 years and that's been in my life for almost 30 years. So integrative means just that. It integrates different techniques, methods, theories of dominant chakras. Chakra, of course, integrative chakra is the seminal basis of my work. I have a theory that I've been developing since the early 90s that chakras affect the mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional states of being, and that they are the conduits through which our physical body even exists in this dimension. And therapy implies a type of healing where the practitioner allows this energy to flow through the chakras to the person on the table or remotely, doesn't have to be in person. And so integrative chakra therapy was a short, concise name that emblematically defines what it is that I'm teaching.
That's cool. That's cool. And you came about choosing the name because you felt that it was time to draw in the whole community, not just have those out there thinking that you were teaching something woohoo. Is that correct?
Or that it was a niche type teaching that only could do this. And you know, Deirdre, you yourself, you've been with me almost 7 years now, and you've seen people from all walks come in, and we've had some people in their 80s, we've had people just turned 20, blue collar, white collar, medical community, psychology community, acupuncture, we've had psychologists, all walks of life taking the training. And of course, some people say, well, is it right for me? Well, some people take the training. I have a group in San Jose where most of them have been spiritualist ministers for years, and they already know how to do some healing work, but they're taking the course for spiritual development reasons, you know, to awaken themselves even further spiritually. So integrative chakra therapy became the trademarked name of what I teach, because our intention is to take this globally to help people understand that this is real, that it works, and that as the practitioner uses these techniques, they themselves gain an awareness, because what they're really doing is they're using their chakras to assess the well-being of the other person's chakras that they're working on. So this has become a very, very powerful tool. Now, I wonder, Deirdre, if our listeners, if everyone knows what a chakra is when I use that term. And by the way, when the Indians pronounce it, it's chakra, but I've been mispronouncing it for so many years, I'm just happy with saying chakra, so please forgive me that one. So what would you say a chakra is, Deirdre?
Well, the chakra is a consciousness that is emanating here through time and space, where there is no time and space. It works with the Ida, the Pindula, the Shishumna energy to bring us here into this dimension. So it has each chakra has its own consciousness. It represents something about itself. And I don't mean consciousness as in it sits down and it thinks and it plans in a literal way like that. But the consciousness is what you are here. So if someone is a third dominant chakra person, that means that chakra is one that they were born with that seems to oversee or overlay or be the most active at this
predominant
time. Predominant. It doesn't mean that it is the only chakra that's working, because each chakra works together. Each one of them is always awake, always doing its job, but it would just seem like that one would be the one that would most represent that particular person. So I know we've gone through the chakras in detail in other shows. So listeners, please go back and listen to those shows, because it'll help you get a really good understanding. But
right. We started that in November. We went through all seven chakras.
We did. And I think, well, I know that there are people that have downloaded those to their own personal websites to help people understand what's going on. So the chakra is this consciousness, and it helps individuals bring things into their lives or understand things or draw people or whatever. It's your makeup of who you are. And they don't just stop working, and they don't just start working. They're always working, and they're always working together.
So like brainwave activity, you know, all your brainwaves are present, but if you were to close your eyes right now, you would go into an alpha state of brainwave. It would predominate, but all the other brainwaves are working. So all of your seven chakras are open 24/7. They're not limited to time or space, but one chakra might be a little bit more predominant, and that affects the way that you would perceive reality, your perspective.
Right.
And so that's the theory that I've been developing and published a couple of books on that. So let me ask you, Deirdre, is spiritual healing the same thing as Reiki?
I knew you were going to ask me that. And the reason I knew you were going to ask me that is
you
because,
be
you know,
psychic.
I'm an advanced Reiki practitioner. It's interesting because I started off my path, working with people energetically with the psi energy and the ki energy. And I started off working with Reiki. And what I found after starting to practice the techniques that you teach and really listening and paying attention to my body and what's going on rather than, using a bunch of symbols and hands on certain places all over the body. Not to mean that I truly believe Reiki is very important, but what I found was that I was getting more information. So with Reiki, what I found was I got to a certain stage. I got to a certain point in my practice, and I longed for more information, and I came seeking you. And it's interesting because every teacher comes into someone's life when they're ready. So, at that point in time, I was drawing you into my life, again, through my chakras, so yeah, that I could progress further. So what I found was when I was practicing Reiki, yes, everything was great. It worked. It was exactly what I needed to do. But when I started mixing after graduating, of course, started mixing the two together and really looking at the person on the table and saying, where are they at and what are they ready for, gave me an idea of whether or not I was going to practice Reiki or whether I was going to practice the energetic balancing that you teach in the integrative chakra therapy. And what
I'll go back to my question is, what's the difference?
So what I found was that when I worked with individuals and just used Reiki, it worked very well for a limited time. It worked very well when I was in the room with them and I was using my hands on them. What I found, unless I was doing distance healing, which I'll go into in a second, and then what I found afterwards when I started practicing and using the techniques that I was taught through your program, is that they would last 3 to 5 days, sometimes a week. I even had someone come back and say to me after a month, wow, I'm still feeling the effects of what's going on. And so what I realized was that it's really about the time space. You are so connected to everything that is, and that energy and the connectiveness doesn't need to be hands-on. It doesn't need to be through symbols. It can be instantaneously connected with the right tools and techniques and understanding how it works. So it's so hard to explain, right? We're going back mm-hmm. to when we first started talking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what I found is that the Reiki lasted for 2 or 3 days, and the program that you teach lasted much longer. But when I was mm-hmm. doing spiritual healing or the integrative chakra therapy or distant healing is what it's called in Reiki, I found that it was different again. So I guess the best way to explain that is that they're tools. They're tools for your tool belt. And I think that depending on the person's situation will depend on which is they're ready to mm-hmm. accept. But mm-hmm. they're both powerful in their own way. I just find that integrative chakra therapy now in my practice works longer than just a regular Reiki session. That's a long roundabout way, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Well, my teacher was quite the researcher, the scientific researcher. It was his favorite thing to do, as a matter of fact, but a very enlightened spiritually fellow, Dr. Hiroshi Motoyama. And you had mentioned ki energy and psi energy. So ki is a Japanese word for life force energy, rei ki. Rei means universal, ki means the prana, the life force energy. The Chinese use the word qi. The people in India use the word prana. It's also called mesmer energy, orgone energy. It's more related to the physical dimension because the chakras create the qi or the ki energy. For instance, your third chakra where your solar plexus is manifests the qi energy, sends it to the spleen, and the spleen puts the qi in the blood. Acupuncturists know this well. Now, the chakras receive energy from a higher dimension, and that energy is called psi energy, PSI. I didn't create the name. It's a name that my teacher used, and I continue to use it, PSI, psi energy. And it is more related to the astral and causal dimensions, so it's more related to the non-physical dimensions of what it is to be a human being, shall we say. And so when the practitioner is sending the psi energy, it's not the same thing as Reiki. So in scientific experiments, Reiki falls off at about 2 meters. Maybe after 30 feet, there's no effect. But the psi energy is the chakra level and above, and it has no limitation whatsoever as to distance because the chakras themselves exist beyond time and space. So the chakras convert the psi energy into the chi or the ki or the prana that we use in Reiki. And Reiki is a fabulous, effective, functional, successful form of doing energy work. What I teach is a little different because what I'm teaching affects the mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional states of being, not just the physical body itself. And so then the chi attributes develop anyway as a person is using their chakras to allow themselves. And this is a key in our discussion, Deirdre, is that we as healers or practitioners are only conduits. We're only facilitators. We're lenses. We are funnels of light, shall we say, where we impart none of our own attributes into the healing, but act simply as a funnel, if you like, for that psi energy to flow through us to the person we're working on, affecting the physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional states of being.
Richard, I just got a message pop up here from a gal by the name of Dawn, and she wants to know how you came up, how you found yourself. What does she say? She says here, how did you find your technique? So I think she's asking, how did you find the program that you teach?
Oh, sure. It's been a lifelong search. I didn't know it at the time. Like when I was a little boy, I knew I was going to be a priest and a doctor, and it made no sense. But I've been an ordained reverend since 95, and I've had a doctorate since 1999. So there you go. But anyway, I wanted to know how we even come to be in this dimension. So I studied different religions, and then around 1987 or so, I really started studying spirituality, you know, looking into crystals and looking into the chakras and looking into the esoteric teachings and listening to different teachers. And then very early in the 90s, I really started studying the chakras. And so I was developing my own intuition, and I started noticing that when I was working on people, that one chakra would be a little bit more dominant than the others. And so I'd start looking at all seven chakras to see how well they were functioning using my intuitive skills. So I started noticing that in one person, this chakra might be more dominant, but in that person, it was different. So then I started making internal comparisons and keeping notes. And by that time, I had this theory that we all have one chakra that's more dominant than another's. And I thought, I would like to do healing work, more healing work. So I started doing that in the very early 90s. And then it progressed. And I started jotting down more and more notes, which came to the Eye of the Lotus being published in December of 2004. And then soon after that, the book I Can Relate, How We Choose People in Our Lives Intuitively. But the actual healing work, people ask me, who was your teacher that helped you create this course of healing, this 18-level, 2.5-year course? No one. Most 95% of it came from within me, out to the surface, shall we say, from my prayers, my meditations. And, you know, I had been an engineer for many years in the 80s. And so my engineering brain said, well, they only need 2 classes and that's it. And so I would give these beginning and advanced classes. And then very quickly, I realized through myself and from my students asking many questions that I better take another look at this. So I started expanding it to 17 levels. Then eventually it became 18 levels. And I realized that this cannot be taught in less than 2 years because it's like planting a tree. It takes time for the tree to root and the tree to grow. And this is what my teacher refers to as the safety way. Like going up a ladder one rung at a time is much safer than trying to, you know, do 2 or 3. So most of the healer's training program that you see, at least 95% came from within me out through my prayers and meditations.
That's very cool. So, Don, I hope that answered your question for you. And listeners, please, you know, send us your questions. And you can always call in at 1-248-629-0921. Don't be shy. I know that Don did her question here online. And but, you know, you can always call in as well. So,
By the way, thank you, Dawn, very much for taking the time to write the question. Those are exactly the types of questions that we love, especially the difficult ones, because those are the ones worth asking.
Yeah. And it's interesting because answering that question brings me to asking you a question. And that question would be, you know, what are your healers really trained to do?
What are they really trained to do? It's 2 things, really. You know, one thing that I was very strong about is when someone does healing work, like laying on of hands, touch for health, something like that, there needs to be some kind of assessment. Now, we can't legally prescribe or diagnose, so we stay away from that. But we do make assessments. And so the reason for that is twofold. One is that, yes, healers do the healing work. They have to take a look at the chakras and determine which one's dominant, which one's not, strong, weak, and all that. And then they do the healing work. But what happens is when the healer is using their chakras to look at the other person's chakras, the healer's chakras are actually getting stronger because they're using their chakras like a muscle. Number two, when the healer has to interpret what they get from a higher level of being down into the physical level, they have to work very diligently at relating it in such a way to the person they're working on that it makes sense to them. Basically, tell me what's going on and why. Tell me what to do about it. Tell me how to do it. But what this does to the healer who's training is it helps them put in context what they were doing on a spiritual level and turn it into physical statements so that the person on the table can say, oh, I see. So when I do that, this is what happens. Oh, I see why I'm doing that. So both the healer is using their abilities, which causes what's called heaven and earth. It means the spiritual and the physical are blending together as the healer is bringing into their physical mind higher levels of awareness. And secondly, the person on the table or the one who's getting the healing work has a much higher perspective because of what the healer has revealed to them. And the bottom line is to empower the person that you're working on. Give them a tool that they can use. And secondly, take the mystery out of metaphysics so that we ultimately realize we're all connected, as I said in the very beginning of this program, and that we're all intuitive, and that you have 7 chakras that are beyond time and space. So by definition, you're connected to all things.
We have another question here.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Andy wanting to know if you're ever or have you ever presented in Boston?
Yes.
Thanks, Andy.
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, many, many years ago, 1998, I went to Boston and I did a public forum where I was describing this very healing work. And I had a stranger get up on the table. And of course, I'm always very appropriate. But I said, okay, here's what's going on chakra wise. And here's what happened. And here's why. And here's what you can do about it. And so I'm the type of teacher who will travel if I have enough students in a certain area. So, for instance, I've taught Indianapolis, Chicago, Las Vegas, Monterey, San Jose, of course, San Diego, Calgary, Camrose, Vancouver. So, yes, I do travel if there are enough students. So my goal.
I'm going to interrupt you, though, because you would travel if there was enough workshops as well, like if you had a lecture or something, right? Not just students, right?
Yes. If there was enough to hold a workshop on either this training or some of the other things I do, but enough of an advertisement. The point is that when people are desiring to grow spiritually, it's really important that you who are listening to this show are the ones who are creating the healers and the teachers to happen. It's that co-creative process. So one of the most important things about spirituality is admitting to yourself that you have the power to bring any teacher, any teaching into your life. And that admission of your own is one of the most key elements that there is to spirituality.
Yeah, I hope, Andy, we answered that for you. You can always reach me at info@lightnews.org, or you can visit the website at www.lightnews.org. And there's lots of information on there. And I'm trying desperately to keep it updated. I got lots on the go. So, yes, do go check out the website, or you could always call me at 877-242-5721. I know that is a bit of an advertisement, but I just wanted to make sure that you got that information, Andy, and thank you for your question.
Well, we do have to do some shameless self-promotion.
Yeah, we do. So I have a question for you, Richard. I think this is probably one of the last questions that, but anyhow,
yeah.
How are you going about to do your scientific validation, and what are the plans, and where are you going?
Well, first of all, you know, there's a lot of teachings out there that are being validated scientifically, and this is necessary so that we know factually that this is real, that it's not just fascination or wishful thinking, that this is in fact real. And science cannot verify any of this work directly, can only verify it indirectly. In other words, you can't see a chakra directly, but you can see what it does. So this has been going on for years. So in order for us to really grant CEUs, you know, to become a bona fide institute, scientific verification is necessary. So I'm talking to Dr. Quetton Chevalier, who is a director of research for SciTech, that's located in Encinitas, California. I'm talking to Dr. Paul Mills, who is also a director of research for the University of California at San Diego. So I'm working with some very highly placed individuals. In addition, I'm on the board of directors and lead faculty at the California Institute for Human Science. So I'm working with colleagues who are heavily interested into the scientific verification, subtle energy research, and the validation of the type of technique that I'm teaching, that I've been teaching for 18 years. So this is our next step, is scientific, strict validation of this work, that it's real. And then as it is validated, then more and more students will say, okay, this is worthwhile for me to take a look at, to go into this teaching. Then, of course, to offer continuing education units, and for Light News to continue to grow as a school, because our goal is to teach globally. As a matter of fact, I just started a teacher's training program where I'm now training teachers to do what I do.
Yeah, I know, I'm one of those students. Tee-hee-hee. So would you say then that you find the techniques beneficial, and would you say that you have a successful rate?
Yes.
And energetically balancing individuals.
Yeah, it's very interesting, Deirdre, because years ago I used to publish testimonials from people who'd instantly give up some very serious problems. And I just haven't been posting those testimonials lately. I don't know exactly why. I don't know. But yes, it's very successful. And, because you're the person that gets a lot of the email from people, you do get these emails from people that have been suffering a long time from certain problems. And bear in mind that a lot of what we're saying, it's easy to think we're only thinking of physical problems, but this is also mental, spiritual, and emotional states of being. So yes, it is effective. Yes, we do have people coming back to us telling us how effective this work is, that it really works, that it changes their perspective, that they see things more as they are. With scientific validation, that is only going to underline the efficacy of this type of training, this type of work.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. So, listeners, this program, as all our other programs, are available on Spreaker Radio, iHeartRadio, on our website. You can go and listen. It doesn't cost you anything to sign up onto Spreaker so that you can download them or embed them or whatever you want. We are totally open to the public domain for the use of these sessions, radio sessions, because we feel that it's really important to get the message out there that there's a lot of different ways to help individuals, and we invite our guests to come on and share their ways of helping individuals and to share their empowerment. And so if I was to ask you, if you were the guest, because you always ask me this, so it's my turn. What would you give the listeners today to help self-empower them?
One of the things I said about 5 minutes ago is that we all have the spiritual power to bring those sequences of events, circumstances, teachers into our lives for our own spiritual growth. Most people don't realize how that works, but it's simply because we really are all connected to each other. There is no disconnect. There's only the unawareness that we're all connected. So one of the teachings I'd like to impart to you, dear listener, is as you have faith, and as you trust in your heart, so also will the person, the event, the circumstances appear in your life so that you can overcome illusion, suffering, doubt, fear. Part of the trick in doing that is to be alert when these opportunities occur. So, for instance, if you're listening to this program today, that's no accident. There are no accidents, no secret circumstances. There's a synchronicity that's serendipitous, and it's happening 24/7 all the time because our consciousness are all interconnected with each other. The more that you realize that, the more that you firmly grasp and apply what I just said, the more your life will blossom and unfold in a much more constructive, cohesive, beautiful way, because in the bottom line, you will be empowering what the mystics call your true self, who you really are on a higher level of being. And your feet will be planted firmly on the ground as you do so.
There. That was great. I really like that. So we need to move on into all the wonderful things that you have on the go. And I know we have only like 10 minutes or so left, but right. There's so much stuff happening that I felt that we really need to get going with that. So I wanted to say that, of course, listeners, we had some great questions from Dawn and Andy. So you can visit our website at www.lightnews.org, or you can email me at info@lightnews.org, because we have new classes constantly coming up, and our calendar of events is the most up-to-date it's been in a long time. So you can go and scroll through the months or pick just classes in the U.S. or pick just classes in Canada and look and see what might interest you. And, of course, you still do flower readings. I know people send me emails all the time. Does Dr. Jelicic still do flower readings? Yes. And he will come out to your home, or now he will do them over Skype. So if you're living out in Wisconsin, or if you're living in Ontario, Alaska, wherever, you can contact me. We can set it up, and I can walk you through how that might work. And it's exactly the same as if Richard was in the same room with you. So it's pretty cool. But we do have the teacher's training coming up this weekend in Calgary. Mm-hmm. I know that there's a few students in the U.S. that were wondering, and maybe even Vancouver, whether or not they could get in and still join the program. Yes,
absolutely.
You can. Any graduate who is interested, please contact Richard or I, and we can get you set up with that. And, of course, we have in Canada – we have the free energy balancing on the Monday nights on the second and fourth Monday of the month. In Calgary at Families Matter, and that's in Northeast. And we run that from 7 o'clock until we're done. And usually we finish about 9, 9:30, but sometimes we've gone on till 10. So depending on how many people are there. We will be offering in Camrose that's in February. So let's keep on with our January stuff. For Calgary, that's pretty much about it. But in the U.S., you have what have we got here coming up? We've got, of course, this teacher's training. You've got early February. You'll be in San Jose, and there's free energy balancing at the Universal Church of the Master headquarters in San Jose, California, and that's between 2 and 4 p.m. So when there's a weekend's class, always plan to, if the students have finished level 6, to come out and get some free energy work and find yourself, get some balancing done between 2 and 4 p.m. Again, you can find this on our website. We have, what have we got coming up here? In Camrose, Alberta, I will be teaching the next two levels with that group while you're in San Diego teaching.
Right.
And so what we've been doing, listeners, is when Dr. Jelicic is in the States teaching a class, and we have another group at the same level in Canada. I'm in Canada with that group. He's in the States, and we use our wonderful worldwide internet, Zoom and Skype, to connect and have both groups together. And it's really nice because you get the best of both worlds. You get to ask Richard the really hard questions, and you also get to know other individuals who are drawn to your soul group so that you can learn to practice and understand what's going on many, many levels with many individuals. And it's worked out really, really well. What have we got coming up? You've got more energy balancing in San Diego on the Thursday nights. Those are the first and the third Thursday night.
Right.
And that's at the Tara Healing Center, and that again starts at 7 p.m. And of course, we have the conferences and journeys coming up. And I wanted to let our listeners know that our early bird for our Awakening to Plant Consciousness conference, which is June 23rd to 25th in Calgary, will be expiring on the 31st of January, and our early bird is almost $150 less than what it will cost for the regular registration. So if you're interested, we still have a few spaces left. We only had 50 at that really discounted price of $349 for the whole weekend. It includes your lunch. both days, and 6 different speakers. Our keynote, of course, Miguel Angel, coming from Merida, Mexico. So it's going to be an amazing, amazing weekend. And you have the Costa Rica trip with Lisa Steeles and Cecile.
It's Kundalini Yoga and the Chakras at the Blue Spirit Retreat Center, one of the top 5 yoga locations on the planet. And Lisa Steeles and Cecile Kessler will be teaching you Kundalini Yoga, and I will be teaching you all about the chakras and their relationship to Kundalini energy.
And I know that we have a few people from Calgary going, and you may have a few people from the States. So you can check that out, of course, on the Blue Spirit Retreat website, or you can get a hold of Lisa Steeles at A Balanced Practice, and practice is spelt with an S, P-R-A-C-T-I-S. So she's available. There's still a few rooms left. And then, of course, on January 31st, as soon as I get my act together, we will be launching the registration for Journey of Our Sacred Heart Meditation Retreat. And this will be our 3rd year. And we will be in Sedona, Arizona, from the 21st to the 26th of September in 2017. And as soon as I get it up onto Facebook, we will have a special entry to win a $500 off the price of the retreat. There will be one winner, and it's for those that share, like, and comment to the post. So we've just got a lot on the go, and it's really cool. Mm-hmm. It's a little overwhelming at times.
Indeed it is, yeah.
But it's really good. And then I wanted to put a plug in for our guest on February 8th, Karen Grant.
Yeah.
And she's the president of Joy Coaching America. And I'm really looking forward to her because, you know, she has a lot of credentials in her background. And she's just... it's just going to be an amazing show. And that will air on February 8th. Mm-hmm. So tune in. You know, we've got lots on the go.
And just a reminder. Well, yeah, just a reminder that, you know, these shows are recorded for you, and you can get them on iHeartRadio, on Spreaker Radio. You can go to our website at www.lightnews.org, lightnews.org. And get these downloaded or streamed to you. There's also a whole bunch of stuff on our calendar that's going on. And like Dirty was saying, I'm available to do workshops. It's not unlike me to jump in an airplane and fly to a city to do a workshop for a weekend, whether it's Seattle or Atlanta or Indianapolis. So, you know, we...
Or Boston.
Yes. Thank you very much. And we work to make ourselves available, and you know, we practice what we preach. You know, Deirdre and I are trusting our intuition, our inner guidance, and that's one of the things that led us to this radio program, is because we wanted to start teaching practical metaphysics, you know, that you can have a practical life, but also trust your intuition and be led by higher guidance from within yourself to have the most meaningful, most productive, most self-empowered life possible. And that's a part of the age we're living in, where 7 billion people and all of the life on this planet really is going through a change that many ancient races had spoken about and encoded into their codices, their glyphs, their stelae, their pyramids, their writings. It's all there right in front of you. All you got to do is trust your intuition. The same intuition that brought you to this radio program is the same one that's going to help you unfold beautifully. So we want to thank you for listening to Light News Radio. You are very precious to us, and we take that with great responsibility, and to bring you guests that are walking their talk, people who really are authentic and do what they say they're doing in the spiritual path. So we do thank you so much for listening to Light News Radio. I'm your host, Dr. J, and my brilliant co-host is Deirdre Layton. So check our Light News website at www.lightnews.org or give us a call at 877-242-5721. And of course, as always, may the principles of harmlessness and compassion be the ever-present, ever-constant guide of your every intention, your every thought, and your every action. And so it is, and so it shall be. It is done. Stay attuned, everyone.
Thank you for joining Light News Radio, where you are self-empowered for your whole being. Connect with us at www.lightnews.org.